Dr. Saber dictating a note, office note on patient Isaac Maximus, M-A-X-I-M-O-S-S, Isaac, I-S-A-A-C, date of birth is 6-1956, date of service is 1-5-2024, paperwork of the patient is 67-year-old gentleman. Present to my office because of a finding on a renal ultrasound of a kidney cyst. His past medical history includes Graves' disease, that's post-thyroidectomy. Also, he's had eye disease from Graves and had multiple eye surgeries. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, obstructive sleep apnea. Currently not using CPAP because he had recent nasal surgery. Next, history of atrial fibrillation in the past, that's post-EP study and ablation, followed by Dr. Nage, N-A-G-H-E-H. N-A-G-H-E-H at Methodist. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy followed by Dr. Ayoub, Hajar, H-A-G-E-R at UT, period. Paragraph. His past surgical history is as mentioned above, nasal septum surgery, eye surgeries, and thyroid surgery, thyroidectomy. Allergies, he has had skin rash to methimazole in the past. Social history, patient is married, has had two kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. He's a retired construction manager, currently works on LDMO, period. Family history, mother, diabetes, mellitus, type 2, and hypertension, father, healthy, siblings with diabetes, period, paragraph. Review system, reviews occasional dizziness, diplopia positive, on and off, weakness upon awakening, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain reported, no melena reported. He does have nocturia up to 3 times. He reports some incomplete blood emptying, leg swelling positive, or other systems reviewed are negative. A physical exam. Vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils round, reactive to light and accommodation. Injected conjunctiva and anterior sclera. No cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular vein extension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red paragraph neck, is supple, no stiffness. All rigidity, heart sounds are regulated in rhythm, normal sphenous 2, no members heard, no friction per lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistance heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity. Extremities, he has varicose veins in the varicosities and varicose veins in the lower extremity. He has 1 plus edema in both lower extremities. He does have some point tenderness of the right calf area, period, paragraph. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations show the following. Creatinine was 0.8 in July 2023. Renal ultrasound shows right kidney 11.9 centimeter. Left kidney 10.7 centimeter. There is a 2.9 centimeter cyst in the mid-right kidney. Period, paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, acquired cystic kidney disease. There is a benign cyst on the right kidney. Patient was reassured. We may do a renal ultrasound in 1 year for stability, but no risk for renal cell carcinoma at this time, period. Next diagnosis, Graves' disease with severe eye disease. I would like to place patient on low-dose naltrexone, give him resources to read, explain the benefits. We'll start him at 0.5 milligram daily and titrate every 2 weeks by 0.5 milligram up to 4.5 milligram daily as tolerated. And keep check on his antibody levels, period. Next diagnosis, hyperlipidemia. Continuous statin therapy. Next, obstructive sleep apnea, to use CPAP when able after recovering from nasal surgery. Next, severe dry eyes, use Restasis. Next, fluid retention, continue furosemide. Next, Graves' disease with hypothyroidism, continue current levothyroxine therapy. Next, history of atrial fibrillation, currently normal sinus rhythm, continue metoprolol for cardiology. Next, BPH, continue tamsulosin, period, paragraph. Next, Rule out right lower extremity DVT with order a venous Doppler of bilateral lower extremities. Period paragraph. Patient is going to see him back in around 2 weeks until a visit to discuss the lab report and the venous Doppler. And the report, thanks.